We are going to start the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
This is a time for public comment on anything that is not on the agenda. Is there anybody in the audience or online that has public comment?
There's no one online.
Okay, we are going to move on to draft minutes to be approved for meetings.
I propose that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I will second it. That should be.
That pretty much does it.
They're approved. Moving on. It looks like we have no presentations, but under E, we have a well 7 update. Is that you, Aaron?
Yes.
Is this good news or bad news?
Well, unfortunately, well 7, 2 weeks ago, decided to stop pumping water. We did some diagnosis. Viola did some diagnosis work. There were some theories. Maybe it was electrical. Maybe it was, you know, something going on there. Turns out so far the motor, the decor, the programming, everything seems to be checking out. Right now, we have a company called Pump Repair Service out here. They were contacted to come out here as soon as possible, as soon as they possibly could, to pull up this the sticks in the well to find out what's going on. Right now, I would say they probably have maybe 260 feet of the sticks pulled out. They've confirmed that the motor is good.
How many feet total is there?
360.
So we have 100 feet more to go.
What have they pulled out?
They pulled out basically the sticks that pump the water through from the pump and the motor. So they pulled out about 260 feet.
Okay.
So they got.
Are we looking to see if they're clogged?
They're called sticks?
Well, are they like I've never, in
13 years, I've never heard that term.
I don't know what they're really called. It's the well casing.
The well casing is not the structural part. Right, but the part that goes in the well casing.
Yes.
Got it.
So I spoke to the contractor that's out there today.
It's the output piece, right? It's the output piece, right? It's the part that the water pumps up through.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're looking for damage on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're sitting in water, so they have a little bit of
corrosion and stuff.
Corrosion done to it, you know, your rust build up on it.
Let me see.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
So
they're like pipes, kind of.
Yeah, they're pipes. They're 20-foot pipes, and they come out in sections.
They're threaded?
What's that?
They're threaded. Okay, so it's like same thing like if you're dropping pipe into an oil well, it's the same thing, just threaded pipe.
Yep.
Okay.
There were some problems with the first few. The threads weren't breaking.
Our family owned a bunch of oil wells.
They had to torch those off a little bit.
Why are you here?
But they got a system going down there. They got most of those broken free. When they pulled the well head off, they found some sand, some white sand, and some little bit of gravel, small gravel, which is indication of maybe there's some debris getting into the screen. The first initial pull on the 360 feet had some tension on it, which led to believe like maybe the well is no longer perfectly straight and maybe it's got some
kink
to it and it's giving you resistance as you pull the pipe. Other indications of possibly maybe the well has collapsed.
Are we into worst case scenarios now?
Right now, we still don't know.
I mean, what you're talking about. You're talking worst case.
That's worst case scenario, thinking the well has collapsed.
Okay. There's no way the well's dry.
The well's not dry.
Okay.
So
there's water in the well, but it's not pumping.
Correct. And I spoke with the contractor now. He believes that doesn't mean it's what's happening right now. We still got more to pull, but he believes that he thinks it's the pump.
The pump?
The pump.
Yeah, it's not. They haven't been able to pull the pump up yet?
No, it's the bottom.
Huh?
I'll tell you later.
So it's a submersible, but they just haven't got there yet?
Correct.
Okay. So we're still waiting to get the pump up.
Yep. They should have everything up out of the well tomorrow.
Well, wouldn't that be the logical explanation?
Yes.
Is there a reason that that's not the explanation?
Why it's not the pump?
Yeah.
We don't know until it's out.
Right.
So why didn't we pull the pump before we pulled the sticks?
Pumps at the bottom.
You gotta pull the sticks up first.
The sticks to get the pump.
Because the pump can't get up past the sticks.
Sorry,
it's connected. But no, that makes sense though, because I had to think about it. It's connected to the pump. So you gotta pull those up.
So you're gonna pull those up and then you pull the pump up.
So it's a process you have to go through to make it
happen. That makes sense to me. Thank you for.
So we don't have any really bad news yet because.
We have no news?
The bad news is we've lost a high producing well.
Well, that get that.
Yeah.
And we're in go mode to find out how we can get this.
So if it
did we order
is
a pump?
The pump? Thank you.
We don't know if it's the pump.
We don't care. Did we order a
but
pump?
Do we order a pump?
Depending on what the pump is, in order to order a pump, it's probably about 30 weeks out.
Ooh.
That's why I'm asking, have we ordered a pump?
Or we can repair this pump. We have not ordered a pump.
Okay.
No. Do we have the parts to repair the pump? Do we have like extra parts?
If we can pull it out.
This is going to be a short meeting. So here's my question. Does every well have a different pump?
Yeah.
In other words, if we ordered a pump and put it on the shelf, could it work at every in every well or no?
No, we have different wells with different GPMs.
I already tried. Can we pillage from well five? Can we pillage from another one? And
you have submersibles. You have pumps under the sit up top. So no, we don't have another well that we could.
And is well six have the same pump as well seven?
Gotta be pretty close, the same. Okay. It's got the same motor.
Well, eight will have the same pump as well seven?
Yes.
Are we gonna start
to standardize, I think?
Yeah, we're a victim of what happened before we took over.
Yes. So well six, well seven are both 2,000 gallon per minute pumps.
But they're both have been put in since we took over the water system. That's my point.
Correct.
And I think that's what Ashley's thinking too, is that we want to standardize so we can put a pump on the shelf. I don't care if it costs $30,000. Put a pump on the shelf.
Yeah, well, eight will be.
And then if this happens, at least in the pumps that we've done, we've got a backup pump. And those are our high producing. Six and seven are two high producing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need that pump to be down during peak.
That would be something to think about soon. So this doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's well 1A or 1B or if it's well three or what, we don't have any. I mean, that was done before our time. They're all different. They have different pump heads on them. I get
different
that.
Different sizes, different.
Anyway, okay. So
you think we'll have an answer tomorrow. Early? Oh, tomorrow.
Okay, and then.
So tomorrow we should have the pump out. We'll know more information then.
If
we have a crew coming out to Monday next week to go and do a video recording of the well itself to find out.
To make sure there's no kinks or anything in there.
So we pull the pump out. Best case scenario, we pull the pump out, the pump has failed, and it can be repaired. That would be the best case scenario. Because then it's a short-term turnaround, week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, to repair the pump. In the meantime, we go ahead and check the condition of the pump of the well because it's empty.
Because it's empty. Yep.
We can do that, and then we have a record of what that casing looks like.
Yep, and this would be the first inspection. This is the first time this well's gone.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan.
Perfect. Any other questions?
No.
Any other future agenda items?
Yeah, you just
get the last. Any future agenda items?
Not for me. Okay. No, I leave this up to people who are smarter than me.
We're going to adjourn our water wastewater meeting at 5:38.